This is the Kinky Cast Community Spotlight. This content is intended for adults. Community Spotlight is a monthly feature to bring kinky communities together. This month is the Red Chair in Birmingham, Alabama. Here's Woody and Autumn.
Thanks, Max, and welcome to a brand new segment on the Kinky Cast. This is Community Spotlight. The hostess of Community Spotlight, sitting right down the road from me a piece, is Autumn Orange. How are you?
I'm good, Woody. How are you?
I'm good. So what is this new exciting thing you got?
We actually had a really interesting discussion on the annual closeout show about community and education, and is that readily available? And it got me to thinking, maybe people just don't know where to look or don't know how to go about getting into these play spaces and how to find the education in their area. So I really wanted to have this community spotlight so that we could see, you know, where to find these people, where to find this education, where to find these really high quality, high end play spaces. The first thought that I had, of course, was going to be my home dungeon, the Red Chair. So I wanted to bring on Luggage Monkeys, and I am actually going to let Luggage Monkeys tell us a little bit about themselves.
Hello, hello.
Hi, and welcome.
Thanks for having me. So I can just give you a quick recap of me and of the club that I'm really happy to be the head of right now. My name is Luggage Monkeys. I have been in the lifestyle for public community for going on 7 years now. I have been in a leadership role for just over 2 years at the Red Chair, and we're based in Birmingham, Alabama. We are a official nonprofit 501c organization. We are also a dungeon and play space, and we run, events. Maybe we'll have a play party about once a week. We have public guided discussion munches every other week. We have educational demos about once a month. It is it's pretty much just a nonstop kink fest over here in Alabama.
Boy, who knew Alabama, you know?
People do that in Alabama.
Right. And one of the things that I love is that you guys actually, you know, take people around. You have this really great introduction process. I was hoping that you could walk us through that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So as far as when people actually join the club, I can tell you. So first of all, one of the things that we do that's kind of apparently a little bit unusual is our munch program is effectively mandatory for anyone who wants to join. They typically need to meet with somebody in leadership at least twice, first face to face in meet space, breathe on us, let us breathe on them, that kind of thing. And that typically happens at our munches, which are actually guided discussions on topics related to kink. We'll have topics like polyamory, understanding limits, consent, things like that. And for most people, I'd say about 90% of the people that join, they've already interacted with the local community in a vanilla setting. They've already sat through a couple guided discussions about kink before they ever set foot in a dungeon. And they've already typically made a handful of friends.
That's really awesome. I love your system.
They're not going in cold. Some of the scary stuff has been taken away by then.
Right, right. And we know people have enough of a barrier to be going into a BDSM club anyway. It's gonna be anxiety inducing enough just from everything people see online. We find that it really works well to have them just see that we're a bunch of people who get together and chat and argue about Game of Thrones over Greek food and everything.
Oh, that's awesome. We will definitely get links from you if you're cool with that so that we can see, you know, where people can go so that they can find these munches.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's it gets surprisingly packed. We meet in the upper meeting room of a local coffee shop in Birmingham, Books, Beans and Candles. And our munches typically have anywhere from 35 to, I think the upper ceiling is usually 60 people.
That's incredible.
That's a pretty solid group.
It's a pretty rowdy group, too. It's a lot of fun. We typically have at least half a dozen first timers every single time. So even if they don't join, they come away with just a little bit of education about kink.
That's awesome. One of the things that I absolutely loved about your space is when I came in, it doesn't always happen, but you guys actually have a tour of the facility as well.
Yes, that's actually something that we have been doing for Well, we've been doing it since I've been around. We actually started up a program called the Ambassadors Program in 2017, where a lot of veteran members basically volunteer to give people a tour of the space, go over the rules, show them where to go to do what, basically just let them meet people and introduce them to some of the people around there so they're not just walking around wide-eyed and hoping someone will talk to them.
I know you guys also have like a lot of education that happens in the space itself, right?
Right. We, TRC has a fairly big volunteer force. We're, like I said, an entirely nonprofit club. Our structure in the organization, we have maybe between 30 and 40 volunteers. So we've got going through educational events. We've got monthly demos from presenters all across the Southeast, such as yourself, such as a few other Kinky Cast guests like Lady Steel, Trinity, a few others. We also have a handful of social groups that meet that basically give people a way to interact with each other and talk to each other and learn from each other rather than having leadership just tell them what the one tool way is. So we've got groups for dominance and submissives, and we've even got a monthly rope practice group called Rope Lab where people can basically come to the space, figure some rope out outside of a dungeon party setting, and just lab things out and learn from each other. And it's a lot of fun.
What a great idea to have that kind of a community feeding itself.
That's one of the things that really doesn't seem like it would work that well, but it works really beautifully. One of the things we like to say is it's not our job to shelter or protect our members. It's our job to give our members the tools to educate and protect themselves.
Yes, and that's one of the huge ideals that actually made me decide that I wanted you guys as my home dungeon. So I really love it.
We love you back.
Aw, yay.
Oh, it's a love fest now.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But you guys actually have something that's not unique necessarily, but something that's pretty rare. I've seen throughout a lot of the play spaces around the country. You guys actually host Beast Mode. And I believe you guys are almost at like full capacity for that this go around, aren't you?
Yeah, that's become a pretty big party. So Beast Mode is our twice yearly primal party. And we have a lot of really cool people basically just come in, and it's kind of hard to describe, but it's a pretty magical event with folks from the Nashville community. We've got friends from Florida, from Atlanta, things like that. Basically see a ton of primals doing what they like to do. And it's not nearly as intense as you might think. Honestly, the rowdiest part of it is the cuddle pile that happens in the social area every time. I think the most we've had of the cuddle pile on a bunch of futon mattresses was about 27 people. And that's a lot of fun.
That does sound like fun. A lot of primal people just getting their primal on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Grunting and groaning and carrying on.
Well, it's a heady mix, I'll say that much.
All right.
What would be your advice for somebody that's coming in new, that's wanting to find these spaces, that doesn't know a whole lot about, BDSM or kink, or just doesn't know, where to go to find this?
I would say go ahead and obviously Google is your friend, but use what you can find online as a way to find things that are in person. There's a really high noise to signal ratio when you're trying to learn just on the internet, and it's real hard to tell the difference between the gospel and the gorilla shit, as they say. But if you can find some actual people and find some friends, find some people that you can learn from who are not just trying to get in your pants, and just socialize and learn and be around people while they're doing this, a lot of what I see people getting hung up in is if they're just shopping. They've got their idea of the one thing they're into and the one thing they want to figure out, and after that they're done. And the people who get the most out of this are the people who are there to explore, because what you're into changes so much once you get exposed to all of this. It's a beautiful, dark, twisted, lovely wonderland. And if you're around people who can help you out and who can teach you, which there are just thousands and thousands of in the U.S., then you can go pretty far.
Well, thank you for being on the Community Spotlight, Luggage Monkeys. It was great. You know how much I love taking cherries. It's fun for me. We enjoyed having you, and I hope you had fun.
Fun for me too. Hope to see you again soon.
You definitely will. Bye.
Join us next month for more focus on clubs, play spaces, and munches in your area.